Our Father God in heaven, Lord, we come thanking and praising you, Lord, for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace, Lord. We thank you, Lord, how you've been blessing us here, each and every one, Lord, coming to this town hall meeting, Lord, and thank you, bless you, Lord, and praise you, Lord, for the leadership of all of the peoples here, with all of the others throughout all the communities coming here, Lord. We thank you and praise you for Minister Keith Mohammed, Lord. What a wonderful job that he's doing here. And Lord, the pastor of this church, Lord, Pastor Humphrey, Lord, we thank and praise you for him, Lord. And we just praise you for everyone that's involved, Lord. And we just pray that everything that's going to take place here today, Lord, to make things better, Lord, and to serve all the things that we're working to do, Lord, with each and everyone, Lord, that you would bless us continually, Lord. And Lord, we give you this all honor and praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
As always, we begin in God's name. In the Arabic language, we call him Allah.
I wanted to interrupt you. Usually,
brother,
petitions...
Brother, if you please not interrupt me while I'm calling on God. So just hold your thought. Just for a moment, and we'll come back to you. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, I bear witness that there is but one God. I bear witness that Muhammad is his messenger. As a student of truth, you should know that I believe in Moses and the Torah. I believe in Jesus and the gospel. I believe in Muhammad and the Holy Quran. And may the peace and blessings of the one God be upon all of his worthy servants. I'm thankful that we've gathered together here in the name of peace. And I greet you with the greeting words of peace we say it in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, sir.
Please forgive me, but what was your question, sir?
Well, I have done just many of these documents, and usually the person has to sign, print their name first, and sign it. And I see only one way that it's done here.
What does it say?
It's only signed. Everybody is just simply signing. And if they say that they can't read the name.
Print at the top.
Sir?
Doesn't it say print at the top?
Well.
It says name, printed.
Printed.
Signature, address.
Yes, it does. It says on the left
side. Well, I only see three written names here, and one of them apparently is not printed. One of them is not signed, and that's the thing, that you need to first print the name and then sign it. So if they can't read your signature, they can read your printed information.
Yes, sir. So thank you for that point of information. Our brother is clarifying that if you are signing the petition for a letter of intent for the recall of Mr. Orloff, that it begins with a printed, legible name. Surely, since the registrar's office have kicked back forms on the basis of addresses, that printing and the legibility of it becomes a factor when you're dealing with those who do not want to respond with truth to the command and the charge that is being made. Now, for those that just arrived, before we open the meeting, first, welcome to our town hall. Give yourselves a big round of applause. There are a variety of battlefronts that are being waged in order to secure justice in the murder of Oscar Grant and, in general, to make our communities cleaner and safer places to live. Therefore, our town hall meetings being held in a variety of cities, but certainly on Saturday afternoon, our focus is Oakland, California. So we welcome each and every one of you here. Before we officially began, I was sharing with those that were present on time some of the struggle that have been engaged with the recall effort against Mr. Orloff. Now, let me say in the front, we recognize that his time to serve has limits. Though he has run for the district attorney position, unopposed on occasion. When we watched him fail to respond to the public demand to bring charges against Mr. Mesley, and when we watched him fail to accept the wise counsel of community activists that he should advise the public as a matter of public safety as to what his office was doing in the murder of Oscar Grant, and his response to the wise counsel of his voting constituency was, you have a press conference and you do it. The very next day, Mayor Dellums, whose staff was in that meeting, compelled Mr. Orloff to join him in a press conference to do the very thing that the wise counsel of the community had already given him to do. And so the letters of intent, which read as follows, this letter is to serve you with an official notice of intention to initiate a recall action against you. This action is being sought based on your office's failure to expeditiously address the community concerns regarding the tragic slaying of Mr. Oscar Grant. The following outline justifies this action taken against you. 1, delayed action on your office to bring immediate charges against Officer Johannes Mesley for the death of Mr. Oscar Grant. Your immediate action could have prevented community chaos and destruction to private property and, 2, your demonstrated reluctance to work with and meet with elected officials, community, and religious leaders to assist in calming this important matter, and 3, based on past practices of your office to bring immediate charges against people who have carried out acts of homicide, and your lack of action to bring immediate charges against BART Officer Johannes Mesley show a bias of predilection of law enforcement and a propensity to bring charges against people of color. This documented action is sponsored and supported by the following Alameda County residents and registered voters. And so that list for signatures is working its way around, and make sure that if your name and address go on that form, the challenge we were confronted with before was that there were several persons who had changed addresses, and that address change did not find itself formalized in the registrar of voters' office. So if you know that you are registered at a particular address, and that is your registered voting address, then that is the address that you use on the petition. I don't think that you can put a P.O. box and things of that effect on this petition. You want it to be your address that you use in which to register to vote. Now, in terms of the updates of activity circulating in our demand for justice for the murder of Brother Oscar, on Tuesday morning, I believe it was, we were present at the State Assembly where Assembly Bill 312 was introduced before the Public Safety Committee of the Assembly for the State of California. I wasn't able, just due to timing, to hear the presentation made on our behalf, and I don't know if our sister is willing and would like to share with us what was the charge that you laid before the Assembly, Sister Brooks. Would you mind sharing with us what your thoughts were concerning Assembly Bill 312 and its introduction to the Assembly on Tuesday? Please join me in receiving our councilperson, champion for justice here in Oakland, councilperson Desley Brooks. Bring her on the group.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Senator Ammiano introduced AB 312 before the Public Safety Committee meeting. Going into that meeting, we were clear that it was not being supported by the Public Safety Committee. The chair of the committee, Chair Solario, from Orange County, and that should give some indicators to people, had called Tom Amiano down to the meeting room where the bill was being heard under the guise of speaking to him. He had decided before we went into the meeting that the bill was not going to come out of committee. And so the bill did not come out of committee. He didn't even bring the bill up for a vote on the committee. There, in opposition to the bill, was just about every police union represented in the state to voice their opposition. But what Solario hung his hat on in not letting the bill come out of committee was that he had received, and the committee members had received, a letter from Barb, who had not had a public meeting, who had not noticed any public meeting, that they were taking up a position in any way on AB 312. And so they stressed that they were neutral on the bill, but they wanted to let the committee know that they had that they intended to implement a civilian oversight committee by the end of this year. BART, in my opinion, and its representatives are a bunch of liars. They have not indicated any intent, one, to work with the community to see about implementing anything. And months ago, I asked them on behalf of the black elected officials to do a support resolution in support of AB 312, which would have been a good indicator in good faith that the community could have, that they were willing to engage in meaningful dialogue. Came out of that meeting and talked with Tom Amiano and his staff. BART is having a meeting Monday morning to talk about a civilian oversight committee. Now, they invited Tom Amiano's staff because they feel some obligation to do that. But did anybody else get notice of that meeting on Monday? BART has consistently decided what they're going to do in private, and then they come out and tell the community what we're supposed to accept in terms of what they're going to do. That is unacceptable. They have a board that has elected officials on that board, which means that they are responsible to a community, not us to them. And so I'm going to that meeting on Monday. I made sure my schedule was clear. And anybody else who can go to that meeting, it's at 300 Lakeside on the 23rd floor at 10 o'clock Monday morning. I encourage you to come. Because the liars who would, for 17 years, show a total disregard for African-American life. And I say that because not one, Oscar wasn't the first. Oscar was the third African-American man to be shot by BART police, and there has been no accountability. How can we trust these people to put anything in place that talks about oversight? And how dare the Chair Solari of that committee pretend like a letter that you received the day before, everybody knew going into that meeting on Tuesday that the bill was going to be heard on Tuesday. I got word from our lobbyists weeks ago. And so if I knew about it, BART knew about it. They had met with members of the Public Safety Committee. Solario could barely speak the words because he knew how ridiculous they sounded. And so it's funny because I sent out an email telling people to call his office, to fax his office, to email, do whatever you can, clog his lines. And somebody sent an email and it bounced back saying they lived out of the district. Isn't it something that an elected official is unwilling to receive input from people simply because they don't live within the confines of their district? I wish I had that luxury. You know, if I could just tell people, oh, no, and I never listen. This is an issue that goes beyond the borders of Oakland.
That's right.
And we need to make sure that our voices are heard, and I am really getting concerned that our numbers are dwindling, and that if they don't think we're serious, then they won't take this issue serious. We cannot afford for people to kill our children, and we do not.
That's right.
Because there has to be a line in the sand.
That's right.
And so I'm asking people, if you can change your schedule, make it to a meeting. If we do nothing but make them uncomfortable. I sat down with Joe Keller one day and had coffee with him. And he said to me, you know, if we could just take care of this, because it's interfering with us doing our business. And I said, this is your business. People who ride your trains are your business. And anytime you lose sight of that, something's wrong. And so we've got work to do, but we've got to get more people engaged. If you're on Facebook, put it on your Facebook page. If you're on Twitter, Twitter people, or whatever it is you do to them on Twitter, do that. Everybody needs to every day do something to educate people about this issue. If we let people kill our children for the world to see, what's left for them to do to us?
That's right.
Kill us.
That's right. That's right.
This is serious, and it just kills me that we can't get people to focus. And we need not look to the quote-unquote mainstream media to carry our story, because all they carry is a bunch of lies. And they portray this as if we are an angry mob of people who aren't simply demanding for accountability. When we had the incident at the court where the victims were primarily white and middle income, they came to a council meeting and took over that meeting and demanded that we hold the department accountable. The city changed our use of force policy. We didn't hire an outside investigator. We didn't go to hide behind anything else. We handled our business. And just because they parade some black folks in front of us and pretend like they are doing our business, and they are nothing more than apologists for a system that disrespects us, then we should not respect them. And I'm talking about some of my elected peers. It is unacceptable. We don't let people kill our children in public.
That's right.
And do nothing.
That's right.